let the news come out naturally. Just tell me about the process, because Corey was like, this is a really deserving hire, and you can understand the process from the outside, but I'm curious as to how it went for you, because it didn't take very long for you to get named defensive coordinator.
I just had the conversation after all that stuff went down with Devon, and then just been working closely with Devon the last few years. Obviously, Devon gave me the opportunity to help as much as I could get better. And then, Dickie and Huff, we had the conversation after all that went down, and yeah, here we are.
You've been on this coaching staff for almost a decade now. You spent the last 5 years as linebackers coach. It's crazy. You're only 33 years old, so it's not like you don't have lots ahead of you in the football world. But how ready do you feel for this opportunity to take on a coordinator job?
I'm ready. I'm very confident. I'm confident in our group, confident in other coaches. I feel that we've had some success, and I'm just ready to put my head to the grindstone and keep winning games. Just do what I can to help the players succeed on the field.
This is a Stampeders organization that has, especially under John Huffnagel, done a really incredible job of promoting from within. We've seen that with so many different players and so many different coaches, and you're just another example of that. How conducive is it in this organization to just have success and be able to take that next step and be prepared to take that next step?
Just everybody works together so well. It's just a tight group. When someone's away or down, again, it's the same thing with the players, right? Just next man up type thought process. And everyone's working always together to be ready for that next challenge. And I've been there kind of all over with all the different positions, just working towards getting here. And I mean, there's now more work. So it's just focusing in and learning from the guys above me. I've been able to learn from some great, great guys like Huff and Dave and all the other defensive guys that have been there, Devon, Rich Stubler, and all Chris Jones and all those guys. So just learning from them and working closely with the guys above me has been great.
Well, you mentioned all those names. It's crazy. I hadn't even put Chris Jones's name down in my notes, but like, who's who that you've had the opportunity to mentor under? So you mentioned Jones, John Huffnagel, Rich Stubler, Dave Dickinson, Devon Claybrooks. Like, who's who in terms of who's tutored, mentored you, and you, who you've had an opportunity to learn from and work under? What does that do for you? How does that help you get to this next step?
I think everyone has their own thing that I've learned from each guy, kind of pull some different things. Everyone is a different defensive mind with Stoops, Jones, and Clay. Kind of just pull stuff from all of them, and all of them have taught me different things along the way. I'm just excited to have the opportunity to put my own twist on things.
Brent Monson is with us. He is the new defensive coordinator of the Calgary Stampeders named today. It's cool because there's so many familiar faces and so many this coaching staff. Yeah, Devon moves on, but still a lot of familiar faces there. Tell me about the rest of your coaching staff and some of the guys that you're going to be working with.
I'm not totally sure exactly right now who's there, who's doing what, but obviously a lot of the guys played for us. I mean, Mason Bell, they both played for us throughout the year, so I have a good relationship with them. We're all pretty close. Not sure with that other position yet, how that's going to fall into place. But right now, with those guys, and then obviously the offensive guys on the other side of the ball, we all kind of throw ideas off each other and work together. Mark Killam, too, has been around with us for a while. We always, we're very close, and we always toss ideas back and forth from each other. So it's just working together as a group to be successful. That's kind of the thought process and how we go about doing things.